Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good evening, everybody, and I tell you, I am geeked. I'm on the road, in a good mood, but a little hyped up, and it's all right. It's all right. It's a beautiful thing. First of all, I want to thank last week's guest, Mr. Audley Reed, the world-renowned musical artist, great saxophonist. I thought it was a great conversation. And look forward to having him on again in the future as things transpire, as things progress. So just want to get that out there first. And before we get to tonight's guest, there's a couple of things I kind of want to get out that I kind of been holding in and hadn't had a chance to get out because of kind of being on the road and a few difficulties here technically and time and so forth. But where do I want to start? I guess I'll start with the conversation I had with Audley Reed last week, and just seeing how important it is that getting our music and the band classes back into the schools, and that's one of the things that I'm going to pursue. There's going to be a New Year's resolution, a project I'm going to give myself to. I got a lot of phone calls to make a lot of these schools, and I'm going to see what I can do to get something maybe started to see if we can get the music and the band classes back in our schools. And that's not the only thing that we need, but it's something about that they say music soothes the savage beast. And we're getting pretty savage. I think that we got to give other options out there to our students to learn how to play music, to learn notes, learn how to read music, go home and play. And maybe that'll kind of maybe tend to pull them away from video games and so forth. Just a thought. Another project I want to kind of give myself is to contact these same schools and see what's on their curriculum. Is anger management there? Is conflict resolution there? These are things that we got to have in these schools at an early age, as early as possible, to neutralize and deprogram our kids to what the system's put out there to do exactly what it's done to them. So these are just things that I'm thinking of. Okay, one more thing. This thing going on with the kids with this knockout game, I've been hearing a lot of radio stations talk about it and read about it and a lot of talk, and I hear a lot of people saying, well, something must be done. Well, no kidding. Yeah, it must be done. What's going to have to be done? And I do believe that hopefully we can get to our kids before they graduate to a level to be so desensitized to where they'll just up and just start flailing away and knocking people out, the elderly and people even in my age bracket. I don't feel I'm elderly, but, you know, we can all be knocked out if we ain't looking. And I tell you, I'm going to say what I try to tell my dad. If they're getting like this, hopefully we can help them before they do, but you better arm yourself. That may sound deep to some of you people, but you got to give yourself a chance. You know, you got to pay attention, and you got to really watch now. You got to kind of keep a distance when you see somebody coming up on you, coming your way. And you deserve a right and a chance to defend yourself. I mean, if you disagree, let me know. If you agree, let me know, whatever. You know, this is just my opinion. I will give out the call-in number that I've kind of been failing to do. Hopefully, if you want to call in, if you want to talk to our special guest this evening, I think she'll be more than happy to talk with you. That number is 718-664-9513, 718-664-9513. And again, this knockout game is we've just gotten too desensitized. I mean, we gotta put something in our curriculum to try to deprogram our kids and their parents, because in these days the parents are kids too. Isn't that something? So I'm not going yappy yap. I just kind of wanted to get that part out. I got some more stuff I'll probably get out after the interview, but I'm going to take a break now and calm down a little bit, a little hype, and come back, and we will introduce and bring on our special guest for this evening. So just hold tight, and okay, I'll start, and I will be right back. Okay, and I am back. I have calmed down a little bit. And our guest today is, we've been doing a little Bryn Mawr. We're going to do some representation of Parkside School, Chicago. We're going to represent San Diego State. And, of course, another of South Shore's own, Brilliant Individuals. She's a CEO and National Sales Director at InFocus Travel Network, who's created a business for herself to do for herself, and is here to share that experience and perhaps get people thinking on that same line of thought pattern. I want to bring on our special guest today, Ms. Jasmine McAlpin. Jasmine, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
I am super fantastic, and thank you for having me on the call, and I appreciate everything that you're doing. It's an awesome show and how you showcase individuals. So thank you for inviting me.
You are absolutely welcome. And we're going to work our way up to today, but we got to go back a little bit, and we got to see, how did all this come about? You got your own do-for-yourself business, and what happened to spark that thought pattern to get you started on this InFocus travel agency, Jeff?
Oh, good. That's a good question. One thing about me is I love to travel. I love to have fun. I love helping people. And I love to make money because money is what helps to put food on the table and just keep the roof over your head. And one thing is with the job that I do, I've always worked for corporate America and now work for the government. But the 9-to-5 just wasn't working. You know, the paycheck was good, but I was robbing Peter to pay Paul, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I needed extra income. I bought a home, and my bills went up, but my paycheck didn't. And on top of all of that, my accountant told me, Jasmine, Uncle Sam is eating you alive. You need a home-based business. Well, I laughed because my schedule is so busy, Keith, that thinking of a home-based business was so far out of my mind it wasn't funny, but I knew I needed extra income. And someone one day, something happened on my job, and it made me angry, but it made me mad. And when I say mad, it made me make a decision. It made me make a decision that I needed to find something else. And I was out at the 50-yard line one day listening to some jazz. One of my friends convinced me to go there, and a gentleman had retired from the Chicago Fire Department, and they were celebrating. And he gave me something to listen to. And when I heard it, I just got flat out excited because I heard about something that involved travel, which I love to do. It showed me something that was home base, which is something my accountant told me I needed. And it showed me a business that would be able to help other people get paid for doing the things that they do anyway, or at least book their travel with me and be able to save a little and get a little bit back. So it was mm-hmm. a win-win situation, and so I got started back in March of 2007, and everything else has been history.
Okay, and the thing about it, one thing I know for a fact from my own experiences that people have to understand is that it's not like you made this decision and then sat home waiting for a knock at the door, and you say, who is it? They say, clients. Okay, you had to do some footwork. You know, You got to do the footwork. And how did you? What type of footwork did you put into getting this business off the ground?
Well, you know, one of the footwork says that's a good question. One of the things I looked at with this business, with the host company that I'm with, I saw that it was a company that was publicly traded, and I knew the importance of that. I knew the industry travel was a very large industry. And so we don't have to sell people on travel because we do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew all of the people, a lot of folks that I know, they book their travel and they book it online. And so I did my homework on the company, and I saw the system that was in place. I saw the support that was in place from the host agency. And then I just got started. I got started. My website was up and running in less than 2 minutes. And then I start going through the necessary training to become the travel professional that I am. with all of the wonderful vendors that we have, such as Disney and Carnival and Starwoods and Marriott's and all of those things, so that I can be that travel professional that our clients deserve to have. And, you know, it was not something, like you said, that just came and all of this and just automatically comes to me. No, it doesn't work that way. It is work.
Right.
It is a business. And so, you know, I get to put the necessary promotional pieces out. You know, I reach out to family and friends and people that I know who travel so they can book it with me. You know, I work.
Right.
It is a business. And so with that, the difference, though, versus starting up a business and that's a brick and mortar business where you have to get all the licensings and registrations and permits the employees and all those things. Mine is home based, and so you know that's what just made it simple, and not easy but simple. And again, I just simply go out and share. I share how people can book their travel with me for their family reunions, class reunions, weekend getaways. And they book it, they like it, they give me recommendations, and I get referrals, and it just goes from there.
And that's how you do it. I mean, it's that footwork is the key. You know, things, you know, just don't come easy. You know, I'm sure you've gone through some times where it may not have picked up like you may have wanted to, but you got to hang in there and keep on rolling, you know, because eventually it's going to fall into places. If you stop, there's no chance. If you keep on rolling, it'll be there. So I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad you're saying that as a necessity for you to have gotten to where you are with this business. Now, you also mentioned that this is something that can be joined in. Do you train for this, or how do you provide training for this, or how someone else who might be interested in the same concept, what might they want to do?
Okay, another good question. Well, first of all, it is a business, just like any other business that one would start. And it just like if you started a job, you go through training. And ours is no different. And people can book their my business, Keith, is a win-win. They can either be my client and book their travel with me. You can go to my website and book it, which is www.infocustravel.com. Or if they have a group, then I will work with that client to find the best fit for their travel needs. Or if they also are traveling all the time and they want to save money, earn money, and need the tax advantages that come with a business, especially a home-based business, then I show them how they can own our business as well. And, of course, once they decide that this is something that they want to have as a plan B versus a regular job where they jump out of bed for just over broke, and start their own business, home-based business, and travel. Our company offers extensive training that's available to them, and I, as their sponsor, also train them. As a national sales director with our company, I make sure that we first identify their why. Why are they doing it? What's their goals? What goals do they want to accomplish with their business? What's the time frame that they want to accomplish it in? And then I help them develop a plan of action in order to achieve their goals based on the information that they give me. And I hold them to it. You know, because the bottom line is this. If they are serious about changing their life and leaving a legacy for their family, then they want to put in the same amount of work, if not more, for their business as they do for a job. And if they do that, then they can be successful with it.
Absolutely.
With my help and the hope of others. Yes.
Absolutely. We put so much into our JOBs, man, but when we talk about trying to do something for ourselves, we tend to kind of slow up a little bit, you know. But it's out there. It's out there. And another thing is that I don't know if people realize how, as far as tax write-offs as being, especially owning a house and using part of your house for an office, I'm sure that you know about those advantages and so forth. A lot of tax loopholes you can use.
Absolutely, and I'm not going to call them loopholes. First of all, let me say this as a disclaimer. I'm not a tax professional, and so I do not give tax advice. I tell people to consult with their tax professional because everyone's situation is unique. Okay, let me say that first and foremost.
I hear you.
However,
that's me talking. That was just me.
But I'm just saying. I am not a tax professional, so they need to consult with their tax professional. However, one thing that I can say is that the tax advantages alone, when you own a business, are tremendous. There's two tax systems in this country, and I thank Congress for that. One is for the informed, and one is for the – in other words, there's one for the business owner, the ones that get the 1099, and one that is the employee, the ones that get the W-2. And they're both good. However, one is better, and that's when you're a business owner. Because when you're a business owner, then there are tax advantages that you have. Let me give you an example. My business is home-based. I love it. I am here in my home, sitting right now in my business, which is the basement of my business. I call it my suite, my travel suite. Mm-hmm. And my home is upstairs, but my business is downstairs. I still have to pay mortgage. I still have to pay lights. I still have to pay gas and water and all the things that come with home ownership or even if you have an apartment. However, because my business is home-based and I conduct my business from my business, which is my basement, that means a portion of my mortgage, a portion of my light, my gas, and all those things that I'm paying anyway are now tax deductible. That means the ink for my printer, the television, because I don't watch television that much, my television is used to show people how they can book their travel through my site or do other things. I use my television for business. It's a business equipment. Those things that I have to buy anyway for my business are now tax deductible. That's a big advantage. Let me break it down a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
When you own a business, you buy things or you earn money, you buy things, which are your business expenses, and then you pay taxes on what's left over. When you are an employee, you earn money, you pay taxes, and then you buy things from what's left over. There's a big difference there. And I'm going to defer people to someone, a tax professional like Sandy Bakken, a leading tax professional with former attorney for the IRS, who says you have to be brain dead to not own a home-based business because of the tax advantages that come with it. And so even with the president saying, in this economy, what's going to help American people is to start a small business and a home-based business. That's called a hint-hint, clue-clue key.
Yep. I mean, because, I mean, the home is it's right there. You don't have to go anywhere to get to it. I mean, and you all these advantages, and, you know, it's just there to be taken advantage of. That's what needs to be. Now, your website, is that's the starting point as far as how to contact you for more information?
Yes, people can contact me. One, they can Google me, Jasmine McAlpin, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, McAlpin, M-C-C-A-L-P-I-N, and they'll see various things that I'm connected with. However, they can also go right to my website to book travel, and from my site, why they would book with me versus the other guys. One, keep it if it's okay, let me talk about my website. It's a state-of-the-art website.
You go on with it. Come on with it.
Well, okay, thank you. It's a state-of-the-art website that, and my host agency is YTV Travel Network. And with my website, it is powered by World Choice Travel, which is a division of Travelocity. And so when they go to my website, which is www.n, as in November, focus, F-O-C-U-S, travel, TRAVEL.com, infocustravel.com, they'll see all the things that they can book through my website. But they can contact me and receive something back by booking with me by simply clicking on a link that says create account. That's my VIP shopping pass. Everyone goes to my website and click on create account. Then they will get their own username and password. So when they're booking travel with me, then as my way of saying thank you, they receive 30% of the commissions that's paid to our company will go back to them as my way of saying thanks. And it doesn't take away from me because I get 100% match. So if they earn a dollar, I earn a dollar. If they earn $10, I earn $10. but they're happy because they're getting money back on what they're going to buy anyway. Another way they can contact me is through my – they can reach out to me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn or all the various social media stumble upon, or they can email me at nfocustravel@ameritech.net. Now, when we talk about ownership, because that's what we want people to talk about, we are really big consumers. We will go out and buy. But, Keith, you remember when we were in school and when we were younger, we were taught to pay ourselves first. We can have that money, but don't let that money burn a hole in our pocket. We should always pay ourselves first. And so if we're going to pay ourselves first, doesn't it just make sense to be able, if you're going to take a cruise or go to Disney, or if you're going to go to the Navy Pier or any of those other things, go skiing or all of those great things, doesn't it make sense if you're going to do it anyway to get paid for it? Well, then we show you how you can also own your own business, just like me, and be able to be your own boss, claim yourself CEO, and get paid for the things you're going to do anyway, and let your family and friends book through your website. And they can find more information about that and my contact information at nfocustravel.info. nfocustravel.info. And so
let me put this number out there in just in case they want to call and talk to you live. It's 718-664-9513. 718-664-9513. If you want to call in and have a question, I'm sure Jazz wouldn't mind talking with you. Okay, Jazz, you can go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, really, and that's really it. Right now, people, this is the busiest and largest shopping time of the year. This is when people are going online. They're not, you know, and don't get me wrong, brick-and-mortar travel agents are great. However, most people are going online to find the best deals. We just came out of Cyber Week and Black Friday, and more sales was done online. That's called a hint, hint, clue, clue. They're doing their shopping, and they're booking their travel from their smartphones, their iPads, and online. And so my thing is, if they're going to do that anyway, doesn't it make sense to do it through your own business? We're talking about entrepreneurship here. We're talking about being your own boss and being able to put money back into not only put money back into your household, keep money there, because it's not how much we earn, Keith. It's how much we save that really, really counts. And so what we talk about is entrepreneurship, be it my business or another. Everyone right now should have their own business, especially for those that are here in the state of Illinois, in the city of Chicago, with everything that's taking place with our pensions, our medical benefits, especially the retirees. Going out, getting another job at the age of 60, I don't know if that's something that one wanted to do. So think about this. You might want to take your bridge club or the local school council group or your alumni or your church members. You might go on that little retreat or group travel or whatever. We're going to do it anyway. We just want to do it for less. So doesn't it just make sense to be able to do it from your own business? That's what we're talking about here, entrepreneurship, being your own boss.
It's so simple. It just sounds so simple. It's nothing to it but to do it. It just sounds like it's just buckling down and going forward and just full speed ahead, keeping it moving.
I like that. There's nothing to it but to do it. I'm gonna take that from you, Keith.
It's nothing to it but to do it. It's all yours. I got it from the Muppet movie. But now you also having and I know when we talked the other day, we were both kind of saying, you know, having been around this country so often, it's this places that you just happen upon that you never would have thought of. And there's just some beautiful places right here, and you don't have to go to Disney World to really do it up on a family vacation type of thing. And you were talking, you know, some experiences and some suggestions that you might pass on to families and groups. And what are some of the places that you maybe a family comes to you and not really sure what they want to do, and just based on your own experiences and things that people might not have even thought of or considered that you might suggest to them?
Absolutely. You know, Keith, we always talk about things, the exotic places like Jamaica or Tahiti and the Bahamas and all of those wonderful places, you know, the Alps or the south of France, and those are all wonderful places. But being here in Illinois, and I am an Illinoisan, and I'm a Chicagoan, and I love my city, I love my state, and there are so many things that we can do right here in these United States. I was looking at something today, and I was looking up here at my map, and I have to get some more push pins of all the places here in the United States that I've gone through. I think there was only about 7 states that I have not been to. But right here in the state of Illinois, there are so many things to do. And when I found out that some of the things, I was blown away, Keith. I mean, we have places like Star Rock in Utica, Illinois. We have the Anderson Japanese Garden in Rockford, Illinois. You can go to the Sky Deck right here in Chicago, all of our museums, the Shawnee National Forest. Oh, my goodness, Galena, Illinois, where you have beautiful wine country there. If you want wine to go to the wineries, why not do it here in the state? I'm not taking away anything from Michigan or other places, but we have it right here. You want to ski, you can do it here in the state of Illinois. You want a great water park, you can do it in Illinois. Let's talk about things like the Illinois Route 66, the scenic byway that's there, and which is right outside Springfield, Illinois, and it goes all the way through, or Star Rock Lodge, or just going through Alton, Illinois. A lot of people probably have never even heard of Alton, but they can ride all along the great rivers of that National Scenic Bypass right there in Alton, Illinois. And in Alton, Illinois, you have Black History Month coming up, and do you know that right now there's so much history in Alton? For example, the tallest man in the world, if I'm not mistaken, in the world, I don't know if it's the country or the world, but I think it's the world, was right from Alton, Illinois. And then there is the Underground Railroad, and there's a museum. It's a house. It was a mansion where the slaves went, and that was a safe house, and it's a museum right there in Alton, Illinois. There's
is that right?
So
see, I'm learning something right now. Wow.
I know. It was amazing. And the things we can do. See, I think about me. My family, it was 6 of us, correct, and 7, but we're going to say 6. But my mom was not able to, you know, put all of us on a plane. You know, you barely got on a train. So she packed the kids and put us in the car, and we drove down to Alabama. Okay? And that was a vacation. However, for folks that don't have the in this economy, they may not have the money to send their whole, take the whole family to Disney. Well, but you can put them in the car and take them to Galena, Illinois. You can put them in the car and do so many things in Alton, Illinois. There are so many things to do right here in our great state of Illinois and just the city of Chicago. We call it a staycation. And when you do those things with the family, if you're also the business owner instead of just a consumer, then you can do it through your own business and get paid for it and potentially write it off on your taxes as a business expense. And our great state of Illinois. I get excited. Did you see how excited I got when we start talking about Illinois and Chicago?
And that's what I like about this conversation, because no matter where we take it, it always comes right back around to entrepreneurship, to owning a business. You know, we're talking about vacations, going here and there, and it comes right on back to owning your own business.
Absolutely.
Like you say,
one thing that I found too, Keith, is that when I found out we had an event and the Illinois Office of Tourism, Choose Chicago, and the Department of Chamber of Economic Development was at an event that we had, and I found out that the schools in Chicago and maybe even Illinois, they don't do those educational trips anymore. Where when we were coming up, you know, remember how we went to Springfield?
Yes.
Remember that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, we
they
did.
They don't do that anymore.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, they're not
I was
doing that
talking...
anymore. And I, when I found that out, they're not going to Springfield and all those other things that we used to do when we graduated from eighth grade. And, you
yes.
know, I know that's what we did from Parkside. We went on an educational tour, you know. We were happy to go, you know, to those places. And even from high school. And they're not doing it anymore. So that's a whole market that we can share to do that educational tour for Alton, Illinois, for Black History Month that's coming up, and or taking the, you know, the students to the different museums. There are so many people here, the youth, because I also mentor youth. There are so many things right here in Chicago that they do not know about. And it's our job as elders, as mentors, to be able to expose those things to them. And we have it right here.
Yeah, we
right
we have to do something, because our kids are just hanging out to dry. And like you said, I hadn't even thought about that part of it. I mean, all the educational field trips we used to take, and like you said, they're not doing it. And now we have band in school. They don't have band anymore. They need to add conflict resolution, anger management. We got to overturn and remake our whole system. But that's another story. That's another show.
Absolutely. But, you know, they want it, though. It's up to us to give it to them. But we should also be going back to old school. We should, yes, we want to talk about going to school,
absolutely,
getting a good education, to get a good job. But that job should, it should be a means to the end. It should be a stepping stone. We should be teaching them how to become entrepreneurs. We should teach
yes.
them finance, how to balance a budget, how to, you know, buy from within yourselves. You think about some nations, some communities, whereas money does not leave their community until it circulates at least seven times. Well, we
yes,
should
indeed.
Be doing the same thing. And so
yes,
that's what we're talking about here. I think about people, Keith, like Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump. They said that the number one thing people can do to increase their wealth is to start a part-time business. And so we should be teaching our youth that. And I see that now a lot of the universities, that's what they're talking about, entrepreneurship. I think about the Veterans Administration. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about veterans being entrepreneurs, starting their own business. And there's so many great businesses out there they can do.
Yes.
But one thing I'm excited about is travel. Travel is hot. It's sexy. It's the largest industry on the planet. And the president even put a law into place to help with the travel economy. So that's why I'm excited about my business, Keith.
Yes, I was going to ask you to kind of go into that, because I know we talked the other day. I had never even heard of it, so I'm sure that quite a few people out there have not heard of it either. Explain to me again, what was that presidential move about as far as traveling?
Well,
that
you
law?
Know, Keith, a couple of years ago, do you remember when the economy took a dive?
Oh, yes.
I mean, we had and a lot of things happened, you know, with the economy, especially after 9/11. But one of the things that took place is a question was posed to the president as to this economy, what could the American people do in order to help ourselves to sustain? And I'm, you know, not quoting it verbatim. However, one of the things that he said is, what will help the American people is to start a small business, and even more importantly, a home-based business, because small businesses, so many different grants and funding are being given to incentivize small businesses, because small businesses is the backbone of this economy, and so there's a lot of help given, and to small-based businesses. Well, then shortly thereafter, Keith, there was something called the Travel Promotion Act of 2009 that was actually signed into law in 2010, the Travel Promotion Act of 2009. People can Google it. And they'll see with the Travel Promotion Act, basically, just to summarize it, it says that, one, we are losing a lot of international business. And so with the Travel Promotion Act is to bring more international business to these United States. The mission statement of the Illinois Office of Tourism is to make Illinois the international global distribution center of the world, as mm-hmm. well as Chicago. And so you look at the Travel Promotion Act, you look at travel stimulating the global economy because travel creates more jobs than anything else, and then you talk about everything else, just the whole power of travel. Travel, one, without the tax revenue generated by travel and tourism, each U.S. household would pay over $1,000 more in taxes. That's how powerful travel is, because travel, the travel dollars support America. You talk about travelers with air, automobiles, cruise lines, the taxis, and the restaurants and museums,
yeah,
and
yeah.
all the other things. Travel is more powerful than anything else. And again, Keith, there are so many other businesses that people can start where you have to sell lotion, potion, powders, or pills, or convince somebody to change their utility service, and that's fine if that's what they want to do. But you don't have to sell anybody on travel. We're doing it anyway. We're going to go to that hotel. We're going to go to that restaurant. That's all travel and tourism. And with the Travel mm-hmm. Promotion Act, I say, if you're going to start a business, why not travel? You're doing it anyway. Why not get paid for it? And that's what we do. And they can get more information at infocustravel.info.
And they can also, if not already, they can also hook up on Facebook and become a Facebook friend of Jasmine McAlpin and make a connection that way. It just sounds so, even talking to you now, we talked the other day, and now it's like, wow, why didn't I do this a long time ago? But that's past, but it's still time to get the ball rolling, because it's just so simple, and it doesn't have to be, travel is a big thing, but it can be, you can get your foot in the door with any thing what the individual can think of. We're talking travel in particular, but we're talking business in general, whatever that individual can think of that they can use. It doesn't have to be the bread and butter. It could be a side to the 9 to 5. I mean, that's just, but you're still doing it for yourself. So that's the key, doing for yourself.
Absolutely. And that is all we're talking about here. And, again, it could be any business, but, you know, one thing is, again, with travel, you know what my inventory is? Our inventory with travel is places like Jamaica and Tahiti and the Bahamas and the south of France and Africa and Egypt and Dubai and
right.
Florida and, you know, Illinois. We're talking about things like Navy Pier and the Sheraton and the Marriotts and the Hiltons, the Carnival Cruises, the Princess Cruises, the Paul, you know, we're talking, that's our inventory. Las Vegas, you know, I went to Las Vegas and I was there at the Bally's. I'm looking forward to my next trip there in April. And I just stood there in my room, in my beautiful, beautiful room, and overlooked the Las Vegas Strip. And I was like, wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. Isn't that something?
This is my inventory.
This is my inventory.
You know? All of those hotels, the Mirage and the Caesars, and all that's your inventory when you're talking about travel. So why not do it, own it, get paid for it, and potentially write it off on your taxes as long as you're treating it as a business and not a hobby.
Yeah. And that's the difference, like you say, a business and not a hobby. Yep. Wow. So, wow, this is interesting. I hope that people take heed and at least, you know, go on your website or maybe even contact you and talk to you a little bit more about it. I know that we were talking the other day about Upper Peninsula of Michigan and how just Birmingham, Alabama, Mobile, just beautiful places right here that you just don't think about because, you know, who's promoting them? People talk about New York and California, Florida, you know, and, you know, the Vegas is, but there's a lot of places that don't get the word, but that they're beautiful places to visit. So, like you said,
absolutely. That's where we come in, you know, as travel professionals. We should be the ones that are out there talking about those. New York is a great, I love New York.
Oh, yeah.
There's
many
places. There's great things to do in Baltimore, Maryland, you know, there on the coast with you know, the seafood, or you're talking about Wisconsin and the cheese and Michigan, so many beautiful things to do in Michigan. You know, I mean, we can go on and on about the great things we can do in our great United States. But no matter what, Keith, I don't care if we fly there or get in the car, go on a train, or, you know, or however we get there, we go there and we need hotel accommodations. We go there and we're going to go out to eat. We're going to go out and see shows. I mean, we're talking about people that's going to, they're gearing up for the Rose Bowl and the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras and all those other things. Guess what? That's travel and tourism. It's travel and tourism. So we're going to do that anyway, just makes sense to get paid for it. And you can do all of those things right here in the state. And again, if they don't want to be a business owner, okay, fine. That means some people are just content where they are. They're okay with the JOB, to jump out of bed for just over broke. That's what JOB means. And if they're content with working hard and letting people tell them when they can take a break, when someone dies, if they have enough time off, they're okay with that. They're okay with earning money and then paying taxes and then spending money on what's left over and robbing Peter to pay Paul. And if they're okay with it, I'm okay with it. But if they're sick and tired of being sick and tired and they truly want to leave a legacy for their family, then they need to look at that plan B, which is business ownership, entrepreneurship, because we want to look at what the 2% do. And the 2%, they are the wealthy. They're the ones that know how to pay themselves first. And let's talk about a 2%er just to give an example, Oprah Winfrey. See, when everybody else got excited about the Nike gym shoe and they were going out buying those new Nikes, Oprah got excited about the Nike stock because she bought the share, right? That's the difference between that employee and the business owner, the consumer and the business owner.
Yes.
And that's what we want to talk about. We can listen to the people who are just complacent with where they are. They're okay with where they are. They're okay with going out getting two or three jobs and then continuing to pay. But then they continue to be broke. And most people are going to end up either dead broke, and we're not trying to be there, or they're going to decide, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired and taking action. Because in order to do something, have something different, you have to do something different. So let's look at doing something different, and that's being an owner, being an entrepreneur, being able to own your own, being your own boss, you know, claiming your own country. One of the people in our business, I remember Keith, and I didn't share this with you the other day, as I'm down here looking at her picture on my wall. And this young lady was sleeping in her car. She was sleeping in her car by choice, because of situations that happened within her life. Her name is Julia St. John. And she has a son that was dealing with some challenges and this, that, or the other. And she could not afford to still have her house and business and keep them in the same school. So she slept in her car. Well, that was several years ago. This young lady now is the top money earner in our company and probably within the industry. And this young lady said to me in 2007 when I bought my business, she said, don't think about the money. Think about the people. Don't think about how much money you can make, but think about how many people you can help.
There you go.
And when she said that, it stuck home. And there are so many people out here that I can help. I look at it, and people will, you invite them to a party, and they'll go. But when you want to help them change their lives, they will run. And that's okay. They're the 80%. And we are looking for the people that are 20%. It's the ones that are sick and tired of being sick and tired and want to take action and put the powers back in their hand and be able to go out there and help others do the same.
I heard that. Yeah, I mean, you said it. You try to help them and they tell them the truth and they giddy up. I hear you. Yeah, that's a good point. Unfortunately.
Absolutely. Well, I'm about keeping it all in focus.
I mean, you can only help those who want to help themselves. That's period, you know.
That's true. And that's in all things, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. So, and this is something that you can do until you, you know, man, and if you do the keep doing the footwork, eventually you'll get that group, and things just one group could snowball to so many different directions. I'm sure you've done groups, and then the word gets on, then they it grows, it just grows. Friends are friends, and if you keep on, keep it moving. So
it does, and it comes from word of mouth, Keith. So, and that is how it happens. It's like we said earlier, this is a simple business. It's not easy, but it's a business. It works. And nothing, I like to say the only time that success comes before work is in a dictionary. I'm going to say it again. The only time success comes before work is in a dictionary. You have to work to be successful, and you will encounter obstacles. And sometimes
Absolutely.
Those obstacles may be friends and business owners or even family members. And those obstacles arise. But we have to keep going. We have to keep it moving. We don't try. We just do it, and we do it. And what keeps us going is our why, our goal. Why are we doing it? And so, and that's with any business, with any, not just business, with anything. The question we have to ask, Keith, is how bad do we want it? How bad do we want it? But we have to know what we want in order to get what we want. Because when we know what we want, then we have to develop the plan of action and take those steps in order to achieve it. And no matter what obstacles get in our way, we have to keep on moving. It's like golf. If Tiger Woods, just went out there, he grabbed his golf clubs and went out there on the course, and that course was still there's no challenge in there. There's no fun. No obstacles that's getting in his way. It's just a straight course, just hit it from one hole to the next. What fun is that?
Yeah.
So it's like golf. Life is like golf. We have those obstacles. We have the curves. We have the sand dunes. We have the trees. We have those things that you have to go around and go over and hit around. You have those things. And sometimes you have to just duck at those balls that might come your way. That's life. And so if we're going to do those duckings and dodgings and swinging on the golf course of the J-O-B, how much more for our own businesses? That's all I'm saying. I look at people like the police, I love the police department, love them, right? But you look at how many police personnel are going out getting a second job. They're working at a store or at a club or somewhere else because they need to make ends meet when they should be working their own business. And right now with what's happening with the pensions, with people that will be losing a lot of their medical benefits as the first of the year. And that we're talking state, we're talking retired state, CPS, Chicago Public Schools, we're talking city employees, police and fire. They don't need to go out and look for another job. No, they should be starting their own business. And I say the best business they should start is travel, and they should get with me, and I will show them how.
Okay. And that webpage again?
Is www.n, as in November, focus, that's F as in Foxtrot, O, Oscar, C, Charlie, U, Umbrella, S, Sam, Travel, which is T-R-A-V-E-L, .info, I-N-F-O, and focus travel,
.info. Okay. Okay. Well,
yes, sir.
We'll see what happens. I mean, it certainly can't hurt anything, and things coming my way, I definitely know where to direct it as far as traveling is concerned. So you have my support, no question about that.
Well, thank you, and we'll definitely put together a nice package for you, and I appreciate you, Keith, for this platform that you have put out here for business owners and entrepreneurs. You've had several alumni on your show, like Mr. Larry Shapiro, my instructor from Creative Arts, and Joe Troder, who does a great job with More Better Blues, bringing the jazz back to South Shore.
And
Shereen Snow, oh my goodness. I mean, so many wonderful people that have just come from, the community. And you've put this platform here. in order for
us
to just expose everyday people doing extraordinary things. And I applaud you, and so maybe we need to interview you for what you do. But all I can say, we do, Keith, we got to do that. But all I say is, this is, you know, just we're just everyday people out here, and I applaud you again for what you're doing in this platform. And we need to do what we can to make sure that everyone hears the show and go out there and keep spreading the word, and just wish you much, much success in everything that you touch to do.
I appreciate it. I'm going to keep it going. It took me a long time to start it. I started it, and I can't stop now, period. Can't give it up. Got to keep it rolling. This, despite whatever, it's going to keep going.
Absolutely. So, well, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. But I want to give you your unless that was it. I want to give you your final closing word. Anything that we may not have touched on, I might have missed that you might have wanted to cover. Any spiritual word, any word to share with the everyday people before we close it out.
Well, you know, Keith, I think we did cover it all. But one thing I would say, because I am spiritual, and one thing I know is the scripture says that we can have whatever we ask or think, because life and death is in the power of the tongue, and we have to speak it. But we have to first believe it. So when we dream it, we believe it, we speak it, and then put in the work necessary to achieve it, then we can have it all. But it's not about the money. It's about what we're going to do. How can we help others? So all I say for people that are listening is, what is it that you want? And are you getting it? What you're doing now, how is that working? Well, all I say is, in order for things to change, you have to change. In order to get something different, are you willing to do something different? And if you are, then roll up your sleeves and let's go get it. Let's go out there and get that blessing that's there for us in order to leave that legacy for our children, our children's children, because the Lord even says that a righteous man leaves an inheritance for his children and his children's children. So what you're doing, is that doing it? Well, if not, come on over with us and keep it all in focus, because we'll show you how right here, right now at InFocusTravel.info. Back to you, Keith.
And I tell you, on that note, I am humbled again. I appreciate you taking the time to come on. I'm still sharpening things up, and as things transpire and progress, we'll have you on again, and we'll just keep it rolling. I mean, you have my total support, and you take care of yourself and spread the love.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Go Tars. Bye now.
Absolutely. Take care now. Thank you, Jazz. Okay. And that was Miss Jasmine McAlpin. And I hope that you can appreciate the angle in which she was speaking as far as entrepreneurship. And it's a simple concept. It's not simple work. You got to get out and do it, but it's for you. It's for the people. It's doing for yourself. It's doing for ourselves. You can do it. Give it a shot. You can get contact Jazz and talk with her further about the potential of having your own business, of getting paid and for doing what you're going to be doing anyway while paying somebody else. Think about it. So that will probably wrap it up for tonight. I think I'll probably close it out. And still winding down. It's been a long road. And I'm here and just going to take it in. And I appreciate all of the archive hits that the shows have gotten. It's far exceeded my expectation. I wasn't expecting a lot, but I'm getting a lot. I'm getting a lot of listeners, and especially on the archives. And that's the good thing. That's one thing I love about this platform. Some of the radio shows that you hear, if you miss the show, that's it. Well, you miss my show, you can come hit it any time. If you like it, you can go back and get it again. You can download it. You can save it. I like the fact that some of these shows, such as one that really sticks out is the interview with Larry Shapiro for the Cuba trip. And this is a documented experience that it's historic. I mean, it's history. It can be saved. It can be played again. It's a good learning experience. Matter of fact, all of my interviews have been good learning experiences, great conversations with everyday, ordinary people doing extraordinary things. In the name of whomever or whatever, your spiritual power, peace.
Yeah.